Welcome to Office Hours from XXXChurch.com, where we answer your questions regarding sexuality, porn, sexual integrity, and more. Where nothing is off the table and all conversations are welcome. Now, here's your host, Carl Thomas.
Welcome to Office Hours by XXX Church. I'm your host, Carl Thomas. I'm a pastor, certified neurohealth coach, and a guy who frankly struggled with a lot of stuff we talk about here for over 20 years until I found freedom about a decade ago. In today's episode, I'm going to be jumping in and answering this question. How can I help my son who is addicted to pornography and speaking inappropriately? That's what I will be discussing today, so make sure you hang in there with me. Recognize no questions are off the table, and I'm going to be as honest with my answers as I possibly can be, so don't get offended. Without any further delay, let's jump in. Okay, so this question came into our Office Hours page. My son is addicted to pornography and speaking inappropriately. He lost his dad 4 years ago to cancer when he was 11. At that time, he was very angry and threatened to kill himself. Whenever I have caught him, I have got him into counseling and taken his phone away. I just caught him again, and I'm clueless on what to do to truly help him. How can you help him? Okay, so, you know, unfortunately, with children, in terms of being in online ministry, we're a little limited because we mostly deal with adults. It's just the realities of the online world. Trying to deal with minors in an online environment can get very sticky, legally, insurance-wise, all that other stuff. But I can give you, hopefully, some advice, and you can take it from there. You know, it sounds like your child is probably dealing with a lot of trauma from the loss of his dad and possibly other things. But, you know, abandonment, losing your father at an early young age can be very, very emotionally stunning for a young child. You know, those are his dad, his mom, you know, his parents are basically his primary sources of connection. And as a, you know, as a kid. And so when you lose one of those sources of connection, it makes you feel very unsafe. It makes you feel anxious. It can definitely make you feel angry and cheated. And you know, it's just a whirlwind of emotions he's probably going through because of that loss. And at a young age, it's really difficult to know how to process that stuff in a healthy way. Heck, I mean, that's why we do what we do. A lot of adults don't know how to process those sorts of things in a healthy way. And so they turn to porn. And there's a good chance that with him, it's the same sort of thing. You know, he doesn't know how to deal with these emotions. He's angry. He's feeling threatened or he's in danger. And when I say danger, I don't mean danger as in, oh my gosh, I'm cowering in a corner. I mean, neurologically speaking, right? A lack of connection is, from a brain's perspective, a lack of safety, right? And so he feels basically off kilter. He doesn't know what quite to do, probably. And so rather than dealing with the realities of his situation, pornography gives him quite a nice escape, all right? And the reality is, because of the dopamine release that pornography does, an orgasm, those sorts of things, it's very easy to gravitate towards that stuff because it helps you feel better in the moment when he's not able to process these difficult emotions. So, you know, taking away his phone and things like that, definitely helpful, I'd say, as a child. It's not going to fix the problem, but of course, you don't want to make it easy for him to access that stuff. So, you know, if you don't want to go that route all the time because he needs his phone in this day and age, then look into parental controls, look into filters. Maybe check out x3watch.com. You know, we have accountability software and all sorts of things that maybe he could tap into. Other than that, I would say continue with the counseling, okay? And at his age, he doesn't necessarily need a sex addiction counselor. Actually, I tell most guys, you don't necessarily need a sex addiction counselor. You just need a counselor because you have to deal with these sources of trauma and these sources of pain that you just don't know how to maneuver emotionally. And so you're running to things like pornography, masturbation, in this case also cursing or saying inappropriate words because it's just a release, right? So you have to have a lot of empathy for him. That doesn't mean that you just let him off the hook and you say, okay, it's okay, and you enable him. But you got to have a lot of grace. You got to have a lot of empathy. You got to understand that his behavior is coming from a place of fear and loss, not necessarily a place of, hey, I just want to be a bad kid and misbehave, right? So definitely the counseling. Definitely keep up on the filtering and things like that to limit his access. And then I would try to, you know, get him in connection with somebody who can maybe be some sort of mentor since he doesn't have a dad anymore. So maybe a pastor or a big brother type thing. But you know, a male mentor who knows what he's doing, who can kind of help help him navigate some of these things that normally a dad would hopefully step in and do, that would be also helpful too. So that's all I got. Hope that helps a little bit. If you have any questions for me that you want me to answer in an upcoming Office Hours episode, go to xxxchurch.com/office-hours, submit your question there, and I will be sure to answer it. I'll see you next week.
Thanks for joining us for this week's Office Hours. Have questions you need answered? Submit them at xxxchurch.com/office-hours, and then tune in next week to hear what we got to say. Until then,